From the country that gave such legends as Celine Dion, Justin Bieber, and Drake, the most recognizable thing to come from Canada since maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's best movie reviewer, it's Dawn.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. Well, if you had said the Tragically Hip, I would have gotten that.
The what?
Tragically
Hip.
He
was the lead singer of Tragically Hip.
Oh.
Is that a Canadian rock band?
Are you talking about Gord Dowie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you know about him?
So if you had said that,
are you being serious right now? Have you missed the last 7 minutes of radio?
I just got out and got a coffee, incidentally, with your face on it.
It's Gordon Downey.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rossi.
Yeah, he's back. Hey, listen, movies. What are we watching this week? What's the big one that they're telling us to go see and you're telling us that you went and watched?
I went and watched Geostorm.
Ooh.
Starting today.
Geostorm.
Yes, it's the big, you know, natural disaster.
Yep.
So basically what happens in the movie is that you know, everybody's tired of all these natural disasters that have been happening, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the floods, the tsunamis. And so this guy, Jake, who's played by Gerard Butler, he develops this really intricate satellite system in order to neutralize any imminent natural disaster threats before it becomes anything. Yeah.
So well said.
There's a net over the earth.
Yeah.
Like, think of a net.
So there's all these satellites that...
She just explained why.
I said it's an intricate satellite system.
Yeah, intricate.
Yeah, that's a large word.
So it's another end-of-the-world type of movie here. I love end-of-world movies. I don't know about you, like the Armageddons and, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like an updated version of Armageddon.
And I've only seen a couple of scenes. I see that the Burj Khalifa gets knocked out in this geostorm by a tidal wave.
Yeah, when it gets bent a bit and it's, like, leaning over.
it doesn't
get completely knocked down. Yeah, it doesn't get completely knocked down. But
and Tom Cruise was still climbing it.
No.
In Mission Impossible.
No, he wasn't. But
that would have been good.
It's good. I liked it. I mean, I've seen it as well.
When did you see it, Rossi?
I saw it. I was... Dawn videoed the whole thing. And,
then I streamed it to Facebook.
No, Rossi.
No, I didn't.
Pretty you didn't know this. Rossi went to a little exclusive screening. We sent him as our movie guy with Dawn.
We haven't told you.
And watched it. So what you liked it, Ross? You thought it was cool?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I think it was good. I think the spacesuits are good.
Let me ask you: is it the traditional sort of like Hollywood end-of-world movie where you can sort of predict what's going to happen? And
well, see, what happens is then somebody hijacks the satellite system for their own selfish endeavors.
Yeah,
and so they start threatening the Earth and attacking the Earth with different natural disaster things. So what they're trying to do is get control of the satellite system again before he completely destroys everything.
You know, it's crazy with Geostorm and what's been happening around the world over the last sort of 6 months. It's sort of timing-wise. It's worked out pretty perfect when it comes to like the earthquakes and the tidal waves and tsunamis, etc. All right, well, it's out. It stars Gerard Butler. I love Gerard Butler.
Honey, can we try
to get him on the show? I said, can we try to get him on the show?
I'll work on it.
Big
Rossi. He's a manly man.
He is, right?
Yeah. Maybe you could ask him how like to be so manly.
Do you girls like manly men, don't you? Or do you like...
I like men who take control.
But there are some women that don't like that. Like some women are totally opposite. Like they want that really like sort of, you know,
passive,
toned back, passive guy, you know, so you guys can take control of us
like
and
that.
Take all our money.
What? No, it's not about that. What? No.
We need to start hanging out with the right women, Chris.
Right.
Oh,
thanks.
My goodness.
Thank you, Dawn. Go see her Seen by Dawn on Instagram. Go check her out, all right?